Okay, so just want to just point out a few things in the round. So the Ran is the first, like the first Rishon. The first Rishon that you might have seen that the Ran says that even nowadays, even though the Chorbei Kanishna, there's no Arkim, but we do it because he learned it's a Tzatkana. The Kibbutz the Mikara Iskun Mishum Arkim Amin Leishati. That comes to Chomim Kibbutz Saint Kedashkim B'Main Sheva B'Marav Shabbos Mishum Ham Shabbosodis B'Marachad Fil Hach Ehel Lasa How Time It and it's no Kulu B'Marav Kanishna. I mean, like the Kibbutz the Iskin Iskin. So we have the idea of Kibbutz the Iskin Iskin. Once Chazal make it the Kana, make it the Kana. What the real challenge with the Ran's Mahalach is the Mor's Losh does not sound like it was a Tekana. The Mor says that which they do with a Kiddush and make an Ishtar, what's it for? Like, it didn't sound like it was Chazal were Kaveh, it sounded like they were doing it. The Mor said, what are they doing it for? So the Ran understands it means it was a Tekana, so that's, and if it's the Tekana, so yeah, so he's right. Tekana is, once they're Iskan, and they remain in force. The Beis Yisrael brings from the Rashba, the Rashba says that it was, also learns it was a Tekana, and therefore he says, and therefore it's appropriate to find a way to make sure that you can maintain the Tekana, you shouldn't be about it. Okay? Now, the Gears of the Rif, we pointed out, was that the Sabra Mino, they thought in Shmuel to learn that it's only a problem in Bais HaBayis. Pina Lepina is not a problem. And Rav Chanan Bar Techlifa, we have Rav Onan, but Rav Chanan Bar Techlifa said that it's a problem Me'igra La'ara, and therefore, the Gemara means to say, and therefore it's also a problem Pina Lepina. Because that's, you know, the Sabra Mino was Mepina Lepina is acceptable, and on that we bring a Raya that's not true. The Raya is from Meigre La'ara, which is not Mepina Lepina, so it's Mecheder L'Cheder. So the Ran addresses that. You can't prove me from a case of Meigre La'ara to a case of Mepina Lepina. So you're saying, I thought Mepina Lepina worked, to Mashal and it doesn't. A Raya is Ravon and Bar Techlifa. What's the Raya? I feel like Kima the Mibayis the Bayis is Lavdafka. That much we see that you thought the Havmina was Mibayis the Bayis is a problem, but Mepina Lepina is acceptable. That's not true. That Bayis is Lavdafka. Alma Ein the Kavias totally Mibayis. Alma Malkum Suda. So the Kavias is not a Din and Bayis, right? Because if it would be, Migra Lara would be acceptable. Alma is totally in the Malkum Suda. Miata Fila Mepina Lepina is also a problem. Miu, ikal mandarma the hani mili hechad the kozule duchta the kaddish bay, the kozule duchta the kaddish bay loyd sark. So medamele the shtechavur shayochlis mebayis echad the non perik shloshes ochlu the mezamlin ke echad. So now, so that thing over there is the sushal from there to over here is a little bit of a chiddush, right? Right. The thing over there is if we eat as a chabura. We function as a chabura, so mele we can be mezamah together. I cannot be mezamah with you. We're not one chabura. So there, it's not totally in the place. It's totally in the people. So if I can see you and you can see me, we function. So the Morris Mechadis, that's also called one chabura. Right? Over here, the kara, it's a nakuda in the. Because Chazal is telling me that there's a makam suda. Right? So Zataran, you know what? If you can see the makam suda. That's also called, you haven't really changed places. Okay, so now, the Magen Avraham comes along and he says, well, the same way over there, the lach is that if you can see mixes, it's good enough. So there's 10 people sitting over here, there's 5 people sitting over here, 5 people sitting over here. And nobody can see everybody. But some people over here can see some people over there, it's also good enough. Because we're a chabura, part of my chabura can see that chabura, part of that chabura. And they could part of Samela, they're all one big chabura. So he says, Huadin over here, if you can see mixes the original makam, that's good enough. That lakar is not supposed to. That means where I'm sitting, I cannot see the place where I sat before. But I could see some of the people. I'm not really talking to the people, I'm talking to me. Right? So the Magen Avraham is extending this idea that, you know, that it's one big suda, it's one big happy suda. So it's not my suda. It's our Suda, That's how the Ran, that's how the Magen understands the idea of the Ran. So it's not the word is, if I can say the place where I saw before, I didn't change my place, because I still might see my place, which that would be the part we would understand the Ran. Kipshutai, right? It's not Shini Makam, it's not Kiddush Makam Suda, it's called Kiddush Makam Suda, because the fact that I can still see the original place, I'm not that far away. It's even if it's a problem, I can still see it. See, if it's around the corner, I can't see it. If it's there's something in the way, I can't see it. I can still see it. I didn't really move. Well, you know, I moved. I can't see where I sat, but I can see the guys at the end of the table. No, I didn't move either. That's how far Magen Rambam takes this swar of the Ran, which that's not necessarily as obvious that would be true. Give me your question again.
We have been having a child here and some other rain that people are in the job that I've never spoken before in my life. But we can see each other. And now that we're coming to venture, like, Zima. That obviously wouldn't be the case of where you're able to see each other. It has to be that you're having a suit together, and even though you're not on the same table, but since you can see each other, or you're at a big simcha or something, that would be enough to be mitzara, because that would be the same together.
No, not that true. If we can see each other, we can be mitzara for Zima.
We need to go.
If you're makbid not to use each other's food, it's a problem. But if you're not makbid, like, you know, so yeah, people sitting in the you know, in the dining, sitting in the picnic area, I'm eating my food. We're not eating each other's food, so it doesn't help. But if we would be willing to share, so that's good enough.
That's stomach, or
did
you have that conversation?
I don't know. I don't remember the details of that.
The Ran seems to be learning that it's a din in like in where a person is kaveh suda, how a person right later on.
Yeah.
So over there, so it makes more sense to say that the where I could see it. So my kaveh suda includes that's a normal way of how I'm kaveh suda in a place. It's where I could see.
Okay.
So it's coming from that din, but seeing part of it. Well, I guess you could warn it either way. But
I'm saying
it's not the same exact din as the
din of Zima.
As the Zima.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. The Magen Avraham's point is not obvious. You don't have to learn the Ran. Like, it's not obvious that what the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Ran would extend to the Zevites. That's a Chiddush in the Magen Avraham. Yeah, without the Magen Avraham, I wouldn't necessarily said that.
In terms of how far we take the Re'iyas, even go be biased and biased. The way the Shulchan Aruch brings it, it says, I think a lesson should be biased to Chatzar. From the Lashon Aran, it's coming, it seems like it's going to be penal opinion. He's saying.
He's accepting penal opinion. He's not accepting it more than penal opinion.
More than that, but the Shulchan Aruch brings it to be biased to Chatzar.
Yeah, right.
So, is there another sheet that the Shulchan Aruch, I think the Shulchan Aruch is coming from Aran, but Aran himself will be biased to Chatzar.
He's not the only Rishon who says it. Now the Torah brings it from the Rav Star Shalom. Because once you remember, come out, I feel me biased the chutz of him la boser. So that's the Rav Star Shalom. Right? No. And he brings the Raga Maga, quotes B'Shem the Ga'onim, right? The Gamaran, Kosov Mi'ikulaman Domer. That's the Ran, right? Now, the din of Sheikh Aburis, so that din is befarish, that you don't need Bayis Echod. The din of Sheikh Aburis. So that's the favorite thing over there that it works in me bias the bias. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know how it, if you're selling a sutta there 100%, the courage is it's love, it's a favor, it's love dafka in the same bias.
Could you say that?
The Ran is willing to only take it just in the case of being Lepino, not further. I don't know.
But could you say that in a Hanami, you couldn't walk over there and continue your sutta because your Kvius was over here? But Lagabe Tsirif is. Since it like travels from person to person, there's no break of.
The point is, we look at it as one unit. So this is all the makam. That's why you can start. That the sutra they're saying is we look at this as one unit. So this din over here in Kupsari Hay. We have all the merpesit and yonim. So each guy was on the merpesit. So I have one person per merpesit. You can't do it. So when people ask me about the shadow, but backyard, the beginning of COVID, like each guy in their own backyard, says you only do one side of the street, you can't do it across the street. Right? So I got a really loud voice, it doesn't help me, you can't go across the street. So, but there in Nunhei, right, so there the Mishnah Berurah brings the Prima Gadim, Shel Su, that the same way it works over here, it works for Minyan. Then he brings some of that they argue. So all the places which are making them, we're bringing some on the Prima Gadim, the Shas HaTchak, they're bringing some on the Prima Gadim. Right? The pshat is, you need a minion, you need 10 people together. So I have 10 people in backyards. You know, 10 people on the Merpeset and there it's Israel. Each one their own separate Merpeset. So where's the minion? No, because we look at it as one big minion, because they can see each other. That becomes one unit. So it's one Malkum. Doesn't work. Yeah. That's the fair show over here. Yesh Yeshua Mashim Rishus Rama Fsekas Bain Shteyabata and Mustar from Bishuminyan. It's because of Tav Labdav Rishus Rabbi Mamish. Do it in because Yesh Shvila Yachin Masi Benay. But after Dav Shukubu Agam Mesak Shaman. Right, so on that din over there, and hey, when the Shavu brings down from Prima Gadim, he says, you only send back on it if there's no, even if we got only said it, there's no Rishos being mouth.
The
I don't think so. I think he's we've been taken all the way. Mm-hmm.
The Ron learns it didn't Kavya Suda. You're not Kavya Suda out of the other house. I can see the other house. So
I understand. I'm just saying. I understand the Ron is saying, but I think once the Shulchan Aruch says it's from Bais to Chotzer.
The Ron's not learning like the Ron.
Yeah. Okay, now. So later on, the Ron discusses the union of Das. So he brings this Kilik with the Das, and it only works from within the Pina Lapina. Or the Mibayas the Bayas Das doesn't work. So which we saw the Sadian Toysis. Vika Mandarma the Kiyitamar Bishami the Hekha Shayudaita Mitkil Lechum Okamakra Mahani Hanimil Mibayas the Sukha Tabla Kimiara Ligra Mipina Lapina Labashini Kulihai Mahimashra Gamor Dilo and Deloy Mahani Hanimil Mibayas the Bayas. So that was Toysis. So when you hear it, I don't like it. The Kivan the Minyan Kiddush Dine the Mipina Lapina Kibayis the Bayis Lakalflugi Benayu Vesu Bishlam Me'ara Leigra Kazi Adari Vesuka Miloy Skin of the Base of Khan was a custom of a marker. Have the Kibayis the Bayis Vadi Rishami Pligi Benan Kimura Didan Lakina. So that which they're trying to do to the Bavor and that the Babi Yishami should stem, the Ron doesn't accept that, and the Babi Yishami are arguing. And according to Babli, this idea of daita doesn't work. Okay. Then he said, Fine. Then he says, the piece of Mepina Lepina Loi, El Gabi Kiddush, so by Shirin Malkim, Mepina Lepina is acceptable. I'm on record that by Kiddush, Mepina Lepina is a problem. Alva Gav, Dileel, Gabi and Kiddush, El Malkim Suda, Maskina, the feeling Mepina Lepina is a problem, and now I'm saying it's not a problem. I know time of Mishum, the Kibi is Suda, like how El Malkim Suda Mamish. Shazarath Meniotum, Likwai Malkim Suda, Beser Kalabayas. So Emil, your kavua. So even pinel pin is a problem. That's the mash of the past. Many dogon the adam kveya bachilasan makom miyuchid kol shishin afila me pinel pin at sarach lebarich. So it comes out shini makom that the more is saying is not a problem. Pinel pin is only by case of shdias yayin, which a person is not kavua. Fine. And then he points out the last point, which she didn't welcome the Rinan Sarkh Lavar, Khan Bain Shaholak Makamakar, but like Khazar the Makarma, Bain Shah Khazar Makarma, the Ha, she didn't welcome Mikri with Sarkh Lavar. The Hobha, she didn't welcome Mikri with Sarkh Lavar. Vachim Mukhan the Kamam Basuk Sama, right? And that's really more in the Gemara, because the more shelter to the case, oh, they went out to greet the Khazan Khan and they came back. The more said, Shinim Makar, I don't know, Shinim Makar, I'm in the same place there was before. Shinim Makar, I want to start continuing my meal somewhere else. I got a problem with Shinim Makar. I want to come back to the same place. The more, both cases, the more it looks at a shinim. So that's the Ran's Mahalak, that in the chiluk between, it's not a chiluk between Dinah Kiddush Malkim Suda and Dinah Shinim Malkim. They're the same. The chiluk is with Yayin, which the more is talking about on my base, by Shinim Malkim, more half discussing Yayin, and by Kiddush, we're discussing a Suda. And by Shinim Malkim, by a Suda, it's not a problem, even in Pina Lepina, according to the Ran. Right. That's what would come out according to the Ram. Now, that's not many. No, the Ram is not. That doesn't work. The Ram is the Babi argues with Yerushalmi.
Just practically speaking, how do you have.
Dalai Lama's is okay.
Where you, how do you have Pino Pino where you could see part of it? Pino Lepina is a Matias, right? What is Pino Lepina? I guess we'll start with that.
Within the same room.
But what's a room where I could see part of it and not? There's a wall that's no tourist at Pesach.
There's a big oven in the middle.
So there's just something blocking.
There's Mechitza.
So I could see. So how could you have that I could see part of another side of the room? It would be till I could see.
I have a room, okay, right? And there's I have a bookcase sticking out over here. This is one room. I can see through here. I just can't see through over here. I have a room which bends. I mean, there's a lot of ways you could have it.
Yes, but how do you have so then it's not I'm seeing part of the rest of it. It's till I can see.
No. But say so. The idea of mixosa is there's a suda sitting here, right? So here's the bookcase, right? So part of it's not visible. I have me sitting there beforehand, but this meal, which is taking place over here, I can see because I can see barrel and shmerel.
I'm sitting by myself and making kiddush. If I want to know how far in the room I can walk to still have my suda, so until I can see, there's no. How do you have?
I understand. That's what I'm saying. He's shelling su from the bodies to the place. Look, our bodies and by zimun is only bodies.
Table there, and I pretended there were people here and there. Then I could.
No, you need people.
So meaning, if you were making kiddush and there were people,
so that's your meal. That's the meal. That's the malkim suda. Because we're eating meal together.
I wouldn't have made any nafkumina if there was nobody else in the room. We got to be kiddish.
The guy be kiddish, right? Okay. Oh, the guy be zimun is not gay anyway because nobody else
right,
in the room.
But I'm saying even the guy be kiddish, it was only if there were people that it would be.
That's what he means, yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't think so. But that's not unless you. Right. Why are you shy to the table?
That, having people there extends your kiddush.
Yeah. Okay, let's see some points over here in the Torah. The Helik Torah. The Rif Lamaisa holds that the Rif is on record that the din of kids walking suda pin on the pin is a problem, but shinim walking pin on the pin is not a problem. Right? That's his on record. The Ran asks why. So the Ran gives his answer that he's not really saying that. He's not directing between the halachas of kids walking suda and shinim walking. He's been mechalal with the discussing why. He discussed seeming a dog. There are others who learn the Rif keep shutai that kids walking suda. And she didn't walk him to the Medina. Right. Which is right. Okay. So let's just go through Reish Lamed Tes very quickly because I don't want to get stuck in Reish Lamed Tes, but there's a few points which are relevant. I'm not going to call him a karmi shleich tibur mekachim es haknesses, but. When he told me a hechel nispash is a minig, the karmel of kishmul then kiddush al makom suda. They ain't mekachim esek nesse ala fuke arkim. Kachu b'shas vekin ishta. The who habi makom suda? Kim the hash alecha arkim. The achli hasim. Karmel that really is brachal of atala. So how, where does this minig come from? Fine. When mekachim esek nesse ain't lo lishtu is miyayin shal kiddush. The kim shen yoytzeba. Shen aloi b'makom suda. Also, little match. You can't just welcome to dosi. Are you still a tinnik with shepherd army? The other meaning of hamavar is actually itaim la dafka hu alhu adinami imtoyim acher shepherd army. So we have a gemara that says that hamavar is actually itaim. So the chayra, if that's a tenai in the bracha that you have to be toyim, and I thought he can't be toyim. So how can anybody be yotze with this? Forget about him. Hamavar is actually itaim. So how the archim yotze? So the answer is it's la dafka him, right? Now, so let's cheshul now. That din that is also to be taught before Kiddush is based on that sugya with the Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim with the Medayik that you see there's an Isser Shtia before Kiddush, which is the Kiddush, because in general, before mitzvahs, there's you ought to be taught. Person that didn't take lulav yet today. He's waiting for his lulav to come. His estric, somebody borrowed his estric, he's waiting for his estric to come. He can eat, pass up to a size of a kebeya. He can't be kebeya suda, but he can eat. He can be toyim, he can eat peiris, he can eat meat. All right. Before mitzvahs, you're allowed to eat. Limited amounts. He can't be kebeya suda, because then you're afraid he'll be nimshach, he'll forget, and you know, forget to do his mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so if you started, you made a meal, you're allowed to continue. If it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, if you start, you have to be mafsa. A meal. But just to eat is mut. Havdalah, you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. You can't be time before Havdalah because Chazal wanted to be kaveya, that you know, they didn't want you to get involved in eating because then more, even a kanas, a person eats before Havdalah. So if a person, David Maori, forgot to Hanan. So he said, no problem. He said, say Abdullah. If he ate before Abdullah, then he has to go to Avmarav again. So you can't. So Chazal were afraid that eating is going to share the Abdullah, so you can't eat. But you're allowed to drink water. Kiddush, you can't have anything. Some hechatesi. Where'd that come from? So that's a sugya in Nafkubav, which Rosh Hashanah Madai, if the Kiddush is unique, that you can't even drink beforehand. Okay. Furthermore, if you started with Heter, you started with Zman Heter, and now it comes into Shabbos, you have to stop. Normally you stop at Heter, you're allowed to continue. Kiddush, you can't. You have to eat first mat, that's the sugya which we skipped at the beginning of the parak. Right, you have to stop the meal and say Kiddush. You can't continue. There's a unique thing by Kiddush, that's true. Okay, fine. Now I have a sugya which tells me in Kiddush, I'll welcome Suda. So my conclusion is, if you can't drink before Kiddush, and Kiddush Allah Malkum Suda, Mishnishkan Kiddush, I can't drink. So that would be the Pshut of Shmuel's din, right? If you tell me Kiddush Malkum Suda, it's Bechal nothing, it's not Kiddush. And you can't drink before Kiddush, you can't drink, right? So there's no Gemara which says the Pharisee, you can't drink because getting Kiddush Malkum Suda. It's just once I know you can't drink before Kiddush, and I know in Kiddush Allah Malkum Suda, which is Nishkan Kiddush on them, so you can't drink. He's going to bring the Sarmakutsi, he says, not like that. That Kiddush Shalom Rokim Suda works to get Hashem Kiddush to allow you to drink. So the Torah saying, no, that's not true. It came before, and that's not true. That a Kiddush Shalom Suda means it's a Bechlal Nishkan Kiddush in any way, shape, or form. So you can't even drink. So now we can't even drink. We have a new problem. So how can you write to the Arkham? Because the Chari didn't have team. So that's the cheshbon of what the Torah is performing. Which is so it comes out in a case where a person heard Kiddush and then wasn't careful to make sure it was Malkam Suda. So retroactively, he comes out that he was Bracha was Lotol and he ate and whatever he did eat or drink was Beisur. So the being Machman and getting your, that's why you know people they go to Kiddushin, you know, sometimes there's not a lot of Mazarnas. You have to make sure you get a Kazayas of Mazarnas, because otherwise you shouldn't eat at all. This is not an immersion, yeah. So that's the basis of the points out of the room. Because that's Ein Lishtus Yain Shal Kiddush. Kei Kosev Rosh, Peresh Perakar B'Psochim, Reni Ruchim, Echelik Aleph, Lagos Perakhov Tez, Kosev Vordechai, Perakar B'Psochim, B'Shem Aram. Aram is Aram, fine. Val B'Shem Kosev, Reni Shmuel, Oymer B'Shem, B'Sar Mikutzi, Shemutim, Hakadish, Lishtus, M'Mokam Acher, you can't drink before Kiddush, but this is not drinking before Kiddush. It has a shame Kiddush on it. Maybe Ryle is over. Because of the Sefer Mitzvah's Kotem. Noga Oilem Kedivri Oysim Lishtas Shalom B'Mokam Suda. The Minig Oilem is not like that. It's like the Oysim. Right. So this is the... So the Beis Yosef says, the Maaseh, we don't accept that. And that's what the Beis Yosef brings down, like the Torah, that there's no hetzer to drink. Right. Means, but so the Sar Mikutzi is saying that it has the same Kiddush on it, so it's not called Shia, but it's not called drinking before Kiddush. I can't drink before Kiddush. I said Kiddush. There's a din that you don't not fulfill your obligation of Kiddush unless you have a Suda. So you haven't done what you're required to do with your Kiddush. So you can't have a Suda yet, because the Kiddush has to be tzemud to the Suda. But it's a hafkor of the shame kiddush, not hafkor of the shame kiddush. Right. But the Torah is saying it's hafkor of the shame kiddush. Right. So, cheshbonning back to when we saw the different nusach of the Rosh, the different nusach of the Rashbam, the two lashonos of the Rashbam. So, if you tell me that the halacha because kiddush has to be said alayayim. This kiddush has to say al-yayin. The yayin that you have to say it on is the yayin of the suda, like the Rishbam said from Cheshbon. So you didn't say the right yayin. So it could be those of Hashem kiddush. That's you didn't say the kiddush properly. If you tell me that in the first lashon of the Rishbam, if you tell me it's a din in the kiddush, so then the term makes sense. Tell me it's a din in the suda. The Samikutzi, the Kar is right. The suda requires a kiddush together with it. So kiddush has to say welcome suda. Because the Suda is only acceptable if it has a Kiddush with it. So, that's true. If I want to eat the Suda, I have to make another Kiddush. But who said I can't? The Kiddush doesn't have a Kiddush without the Suda. I said the Suda doesn't have a din Suda without the Kiddush. So I can't eat my Suda unless I have a Kiddush with it. But welcome Suda. Right, so that was, depending on how you understand that din, the two ways of understanding that din, is the din of the Suda, the din of the Kiddush. So the din of the Surah, the Shamikuchi, makes a lot of sense.
The mice with Rabba, it seemed that wasn't good enough. In the mice of Rabba, it seems that they wanted to eat. Why they have to eat? But so they wouldn't have eaten, so they would have been eating Kiddush.
Well, it's a fair question. It's a fair question. But it's, you know, Ramosha comes along and says along these lines. Ramosha comes along and says he actually takes it a step weiter. Ramosha is true where he's matter. He says the Malkam Kriya Sham Te Oinig or Malkam Oinig Sham Te Kriya. He says who said Oinig means Suda? How do we know Oinig means Suda? You know you make your kids an Oinig Shabbos. What do you serve? You serve bread. You serve whatever, right? Whatever their oinig is. So the akiyam of a shame kiddush from Malkam Oinig, he says it's shaykh to have as long as you have anything, even payers. And even again, he just doesn't make it up out of his head. He wants cheshbon out in the sugya. He says, but there's another din besides that, that the suda requires a kiddush. That din suda requires a kiddush. That's a din in the suda. The suda requires a kiddush. So Mela, you're forced to make another kiddush because you don't have a kiddush yet besides your suda. You cannot be without a kiddush. So what Rabbi was saying was, you're going to kiddush, but you can't eat your suda because you have to have a kiddush with the suda. That you don't have an eitzah. Because you don't have a way to make the kiddush there, so you can't eat your suda, because the suda requires a kiddush. So you weren't laying off kisa. You weren't yotze at anything at all. You weren't yotze the kiddush that you need to allow you to eat a suda. That's how he cheshmas
the
gemara.
So the rush used that as not very yotze. It seems like he's taking it literally.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying can I get that nekuda, but it's the rush is very strong and saying lo naf kito means lo naf kito
klal. Right. So where is the Din Suda from? Let's kind of look at more. The more it ties into the Din Suda, this drasha, which interesting, this drasha is from somewhere. So the Ran quotes it from Ravacha Mishapra. That's the Shiltus. Some Rishonim quoted from Yerushalmi. We don't have such a Yerushalmi. Apparently they had such a Yerushalmi. So it's a Yerushalmi. It's not a drasha which the Rishonim made up. It's, right, but the Gemara definitely shtels it avek. The Rabbi doesn't say any drasha at all, but he does definitely shtels it avek. It's a din in suda, and you see from the Gemara says that you see there's a din suda. So there's clearly was a tekanas chazal that the suda requires a kiddush, and that's how that was what we pointed out, that the drasha's lashon more it seems to be it did in the suda than it did in the kiddush. It's not that the kiddush needs a suda. The suda needs a kiddush. Needs a kiddush to be able to have a valid din kiddush.
The rush
was
touching
you
against actual
suda. Right.
If you're not touching
that,
meaning you
have the chiyuv
suda Shabbos.
You have two things. Avada is a chiyuv suda Shabbos. So let me ask you a simple question. So when a person needs a suda Shabbos, so why is it in a suda Shabbos? Or the shal shudas. We say that you can become shoshudas and payers because the derech of the person is that at that point there are other things. Minim zonas, he already had a meal. They didn't need to. They used to eat a meal in the morning, a meal at night. So this other meal, the derech of people would be more to have something along, not a full suda, but something to tie them over. The Gemara says that you need the Gemara in Shabbos says you need simple gimel sudas. It says in the Pasuk, Ichlu, three times. Right? So Ichlu is by Mon. That's why it didn't pass. So it says Ichlu three times. So you need pass. Right? The Taz says that's a din d'oraisa. That you need pass is a din d'oraisa because it says Ichlu three times. And Ichlu is referring to the Mon. So the Torah told you three times you should be eating Mon on Shabbos. You should be eating pass on Shabbos. Okay, so when you sit to the Suda Shabbos, you're Mekayim two things. You're Mekayim a din of Einig, because we're calling the Suda a Suda Einig, that's why the Kiddush is tied to it. And it's also a din of Mon. It's the same Suda which requires it to be passed. So I think that what Ramesh is doing is that he's understanding that there's two things, you're Mekayim and your Suda. Kiddush is Samud to both of them. Right? And each one, and you can, and that's what the Sarmi Kutzi is saying. You can be Mekayim the two independently. So he says, I don't see a problem with the person drinking. You make Kiddush. You're allowed to drink. It's not Shti before Kiddush.
What would be the ultimate difference in the Sarmi Kutzi, not as much as Ramesha? But why would you do that only Yain and not other teams?
Well, I didn't see the Sarmi Kutzi inside, so. Let's see what the lotion is. Let's see what the lotion is. So it's in the Mordechai. In my Tzur Sadaf, I can't tell you where it is in your Tzur Sadaf. It's in Lamed Hayim and Olive, in the right column. Actually, I did see it inside. I have underlining over here. Okay, that's embarrassing. He says the line starts also Shalom Malkum Sudas. It's about one third of the way in the end of the column. Because of Maram, Mekadosh Bavis, this is Lo Yishta. Yeah, Elam has it. What number is what page number you have? What number is your page? It's mine. It's Lamed Hay. If you have the old version, it's Lamed Hay. So he says. Because Moram from Makadosh Bais says Lo Yishta, but Rabbi Shmuel Hoya Omer B'Shem Hashem Ikutzi the Mutar LeKadosh Yishta B'Mokam Acher, L'Choshev K'Shayes Hakadosh Makiddush, Rabbi Eliel Yidei Yain Lo Yotzu, Pierce Historic Lachs of the Work Bei Pigofen Mishum Shini Mokam Hoy Lekas Shini Mokam Hoy Lekas Shini Mokam Hoy Yotzi Yidei Yain, Kach Ma'ish Shosa Di Ulo Shosa Hechnofik Abayis Mokam Kim Dika Hesachadas Al Mashen the Mutar Lishus Av Ki Oisa Kiddush Lo Mokam Suda. Feel the shmud. I'm in kiddush. Well, the makom suda. Come on, yesh lechiach. Mirman afi de kiddush. Mashu the koshken de yayin lo yotzu. Vafim lo hoyet zorach lachzor the kaddish. Come on, yotzu lishus yayin yivorach al yayin. When also lishus kamekain shayach ladati kamei b'dibri rab. Come on, lo galu hachra latzim shlo lishus atchim mekaddish in b'makom sudasan. Fine. That's the end of the piece. So I don't think he's Dafka saying drinking. He's just saying that the discussion was by drinking. I don't think he's limiting his halacha Dafka to drinking. He's saying that it has a shame kiddush, so you'd be allowed to drink at that point in time. If you understand Sarmi Kutzi, if this is the yisod of the Sarmi Kutzi, this is understand. Rav Moshe comes along and says that Rav Moshe comes along and says, "You're mekayim kiddush makom suda because it's a kiyum of oinig makom oinig." The parashah comes and says, "I don't need kiddush makom suda." So kiddush suda doesn't mean it's not hafkon the shame kiddush. That's parashah how you understand it. Rav Moshe will understand the shamikutzi like he's saying, but that's not mukher on the shamikutzi. Rav Moshe is saying, "I hold it's called kiddush makom suda because it's a makom oinig. It's not the oinig which it's not the biggest oinig, and therefore the suda still needs a kiddush." But it's called a kimo kiddush makom suda according to Moshe, because I had my hard-boiled eggs and nuts there, you know, and I was nisanik in that. The Sarmikutzi pasha is saying I don't need kiddush makom suda to allow you to drink. It has the same kiddush on them. Right. No, his raya is from Shmuel, because Shmuel says that afi they kiddush lo yotzu. It means yain you weren't yotzu, so you weren't yotzu kiddush either. Why were you not yotzu yain? What was the case? Did you drink or you didn't drink? You're not yotzei yain, you didn't drink. Elamai Shmuel means you drank. Right, that was the problem in the Taisha Gemara before. So that's his raya. But then the Maaseh says the Maaseh Minig is not like that. So it's a fascinating Sarmi Kutzi that Maaseh that he says that. Then he says, "This issue. So you give it to the katan, you give it to the tinnik. Kosev goes from Maimonides, Perachav Tes, Rechel Mahashkasa Lekatanim. The other meaning Perachav Cherish, Vidayim Lo Sefinim Lo Yisura. The more says you can't, even if you hold that there's no din on other people of Chinuch, the best is not Mitzvah Nafrishay. Katan Lo Yochel the Velus, but that you can't. You're not Mechuyav to stop him from eating the Velus, but you can't feed him the Velus by Yadayim." So over here, I'm giving the kid something which is also. I'm giving him kiddush to drink when he's allowed to drink. Hanu beres treifus the chigavla the nafkalom loy soichlum loy sechilum So over here, it's not an iser. There's a chiyuv to do the mitzvah in a certain way, which the Melech Chazal asur not to do it like that. But you said it's a denase. That's what the Agos Maimonides says. Now, the divrei ha'omrim that feel he served the bottom lo sefinu lo l'ktanim b'yadayim k'mo she'echtu b'soyf simen shimnam gimel. So I understand that, but the Maase Chazal made an iser. So now you have an iser d'rabbanan. You can't be. Can you feed a child an iser d'rabbanan? So that's the machlokes later on in Shemem Gimel. So according to them, what's the pshat? Efsher the kibun the yesh matirim lishtrus basic nesa filo l'gedolim. We have the sarmi kuti that it's mutter. Alva pisha gedolim noigim k'divrei oisrim k'mokam l'choshem iser kuli hay she'yosu l'hashkoyes l'ktanim one teretz. So the ketanim are holding like the sarmi kutzi. You're being meichel to the ketanim al smach the sarmi kutzi. So that's interesting. Also, what he's saying, I mean, his first teretz is saying we're not being doicha the sarmi kutzi ba'akol mikol kol. We're being soimach on him to be meichel to the ketanim. Inami kimin deilav lahabi shos the ketanim b'habi brachel batola sharinan iser shtia the ketanim shalom welcome suda kreishal hei bracha gedola birchus hagadol the batola. I cannot explain that to you. Okay. Now, then he points out that according to the Gardener, Ben Akosta, Hashem Gimel, Hashem Agadim, Hashem Sosa, Kishyayin, Shechai, Velo, Brocha, Yotzadei Kiddush, Begarim, Sudosa, Mokam Acher, Fizei, Yochel, Makadosh, basically, that's the least just Yayin, Kiddush, Lash, Yishter, Revius. They don't use that Eitzah of the Garnim either. The Mogen Rav is going to give a different teretz to this Gasha, how you give it to the Ketanim. But the Beis Yosef, what's interesting to me, the first teretz of Beis Yosef means his nusach is that the Minig Olam is not the Mesomech on the Sarmi Kutzi. But not that the Sarmi Kutzi was Nitcha Mehalacha. So Klapi Ketanim will be Mesomech on the Sarmi Kutzi. I think that's a fascinating point. Okay, the Rabbanan are not going about what to do with this refuah thing, etc. You know, you can ask Rabban about the morals, about that, how it works exactly. Fine. The other one got to Rishayim Gimel already? Yeah, okay. Let's learn. Amar Shmuel, and Kiddush Halam Welcome Suda, the Kamel Kavod Say, because Rabban Nisim Davka Shlohoy Yadaita Tchilo Lechel and Welcome Acher. And Kiddush Khan, Aldas Lechel, Welcome Acher, Shabbat Domi. Mepharshe Matosis Devorov, the Hodim Hani Tzinoa, the Kaddish Khan, Aldas Lechel, Welcome Acher, Davka Kishishne Mekermes, Vice Echot. Furthermore, says, Rav Sar Shalom calls man Shiroya Mekarman Mutter. I feel a bin bias lechotzer. Vim lab is also okay. Fine. So that's pretty straightforward. What does the basis do for us? The chederach and pinel l'shach shini mokim. Not the base Yosef. Show me how the Meshmul and Kiddush al-Mokim Suda. Sober me no hani mil me bais abayis. Mokim al-Mokim echad beisa loy. Amalei Ravonan. Zibin Tzagin. How he came to command the Shmul. Min loch miyag v'la'ara. Have a kata mekadosh. Because of a rush. Tefil miyag v'la'ara. Have a mekadosh. Wudin mecheder l'cheder. Amipina l'pina. Bais echad. Fil l'pshach and gdorlim. En a tzarech l'borach. Vakarim v'shmaitin. Mipina l'pina. Loch ha-shini mokim. Became chas v'tos. Kachim di b'ram per chabtes. That is the Ramam as well. The pin is not a problem. Mecheder lecheder is a problem, but Tanai will work. And Rabbi Sabai, yes, it's a problem, and Tanai will not work. So Mipina Lepina is not a problem, not like the Rif. Kosher Toysis Sarbim Kain. Vegam Kidibre Rif, Eshlev Disparish Kain, Kamosha Pirish Rabbi Magid, Oysa Girsa Kadasa Ram. So the fact that he has the Losh and Pina Lepina, the Rabbi Magid learns it means Mikhadr Lechad. Fine. So the Maisa, I mean, we'll see, we'll get to Shulchan Aruch, but the Maisa will see that. The Beis Yosef is on record that Pina Lepina is a problem. It's acceptable, even without Tanai. Now, is that a chachila that you're allowed to move, or just means that if you move, it's not a problem, even without Das. So that remains. That's not clear. That remains to be seen. But he is clear that Das does not work Mibayis Labayis. Das does not work Mibayis Labayis. So one of the biggest problems which people have with this is the sukkah. So if your sukkah is inside your house, but it has walls around it, so then, you know, so it's Mikhad Lecheder. If your sukkah is samud to your house, you go straight from your house into the sukkah, it's also right to Mikhad Lecheder. You added a room. If the sukkah is not samut to the house, it's mibayis labayis. So you make kiddush, and you go inside the wash. So you wash your kiddush and welcome suva. So you can go back to the sukkah afterwards. You had a problem. Right, so that's what we're going to see when we get to Shulchan Aruch and Shavur what to do with that. A yochel adam lekadosh acher mabishen oichel imohem. Now, so the Rosh pointed this out as well. What's the Kiddush of this? If the Mitzvah the Mekadosh doesn't have the same Kiddush, I can't be Moitzi you with gibberish. So I'm not saying Kiddush, I'm saying gibberish. So what's haste that it has that it's called Kiddush Malkum, it's not Kiddush Malkum Surah. So why so Mitzad, that it's, since Mitzad the Shomim, it's Kiddush Malkum Surah, so Hesus Mitzad the Mekadosh, it's a valid Kiddush. That's the Kiddush he's pointing out. Now, Pashas, even so, right? Because the Kiddush has a Suda. Because Mitzad the Shoymin, it's valid. So, there's a strange Ramah. So Shmei Kaina, right? So in Kupsamach Zayin Sivov to the din of that din of Tzias Apas, Lo Yaseich Ben Abrachal Achila. If the person was Sach, the bracha is not valid unless it was the Sicha was Minyan, which is Shavurchan Alav. That we know is past the salt. Good. Kamalkam that Rama Lachachila Lo Yafsek Klal. I had a very funny maisa Once it was by somebody's house, and like after Moitzi, he said, pass the salt. So he said, like, he always does that just to say, to show that that's how, that he knows the halacha. So he said, well, you don't, because the Ramos says, Mechachil do yaf seklal. So you don't know the halacha either. That was my response. So he knew the Gemara, you know, that's passing Gemara, passing halacha from the Gemara. But then Ramos said like this, the hodim sach, the bor metalim sach, lasha, the bor chanel dafka, kish sach, kaidim shachal abitzeya. So Reuven's being Moitzi, Shimon Levi, Yehuda Yisachar. Right, and now Reuven makes the bracha, and Shimon speaks. Zotaramor, if Reuven ate already, even though Shimon hasn't eaten yet, it's no problem, because the bracha was chal on Reuven's achila for them. Mishmur brings that Zel Rak Dasarama. Al Kamat Kolach Renim Kolkim Alav. Shilu Dlay Adam Shemea Mehamavarech Atzma Kishazok Kadim Tim Asai Shechazim Avarech. The get of Shemea Kaina is that it's like I said a bracha, and I have to eat. What does your chil do with me? It's not that you're being, it's not that you're my shliach, that you're saying the bracha and I'm sort of being yotzev to you. Shemea Kaina means that my Shemea functions like I made a bracha. So I said a bracha. Now I have a chiv di. What is it with you? Right. So the Prima Godim says that the Ramah understands Shemei Kohen al Tzidin Shlichus. So the Metzeya means the Mavorach is the one who's saying the bracha. He's as it were representing me. And he ate. Said bracha is chal. Now I can do whatever I want. I can shmooze for it, and I'll eat 5 minutes from now. No, not Maseiv Das. Wild Ramo. What about the other way around? So the Mavorich spoke before he ate, but they were makbid. So the bracha wasn't just with his bracha. So we said him was a bracha batala. But we said the shomim was a valid bracha, and they ate. Now, without the mevor, saw kadam shetoham. After shomim lois sochu klal, mashir person lachar the shuv enem yotzi b'habracha. Kishav the biralocha b'tzarchi in ladina. So he says lachar if mitzad the mevorach it wasn't a valid bracha because he spoke before he ate. So meilik mitzad the mevorach it was a bracha lebatala comes out. So you can't be yotzi with a bracha lebatala. Or do you argue no? It doesn't bracha b'tala because he was moitzi them and they didn't speak in between. So Shmei Kohena, he was moitzi them. I just said locha that you can't be moitzi somebody brachas on a henna unless you are also in the henna. And the maitzi his didn't work for him. He wasn't in the henna because mitzad that bracha he wasn't in the henna. But if mitzad he said the bracha when he said the bracha it's supposed to work. That's the beer locha's deal. But what about by over here? It's not a brachas on the henna. So I don't have that problem. So Zuck the rush, Zuck the tour. So I'm being moitzi to you. I'm not saying kiddush. You're saying kiddush. I can walk away from it after. I don't have to speak. I don't have to eat. I don't drink. I don't have anything. So why do you need my mokum suda? So if I can't say brachas in henin, Zuck the Mr. Burr, I have a real deal on what's going to be. But in a case where it's not a brachas, it's a brachas of mitzvahs, which the law that can be moitzi to you. So I'm not the Yotze B'Klal. I don't need the Yotze B'Klal. So what, so I'm being moitzi you in Kiddush Makom and in Kiddush, which is Makom Suda, because it's totally in you, not totally in me. That's what they're saying. So they sell Suda afterwards, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which right. So you can't wait. You need that Gemara Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise that I can moitzi you in a Birchas of Gafen if I'm not drinking. Otherwise, this first din doesn't make any sense either.
Could the Mavarech anyone is tongue.
Correct.
So if I make Kiddush Yom Migas, I'm not planning on drinking, I can just walk away.
Yeah.
Talk, I could do anything.
Everything. Even though they didn't drink yet.
Even if they didn't drink the wine yet.
Correct.
because it's totally on them.
Right.
Even the men, even the percent.
Right.
What about the halakhic reasoning then about that you can't by lechem mishnah, that you can't eat, the shemim can't eat until the mevarich eats unless everyone has their own lechem mishnah.
Right.
Why does that allow them to eat?
Because Be'etzim, if they have their own lechem mishnah, if you learn Shemei Karina, it's upset, it's like I said a bracha on my bread.
So why the only reason you have to wait by Pas is because
I need lechem
mishnah.
Right.
So you have to wait for the mevarich to be yetzi you and lechem mishnah.
Right. So I need eight from lechem mishnah.
Because it's a birkas nenin, that's a mitzvah. Dafka by.
Well,
because if during the week you for sure wouldn't be able to be tied before the mevarich. Because it's a regular breakfast nen.
Correct.
It's only Dafka Shabbos because it's coming along with Lecha Mishnah.
There's two dinim. If during the week, let's say he wasn't Mevorach on a Sholem, so there's no mile in his broch over my broch. I have a piece of bread, he's a piece of bread. And he's Moitzi me, and I'm Moitzi. I don't have to eat from his bread, I give him my own bread.
But do I have to wait for him to be torn before I?
Yeah, so that's a law he's supposed to wait for him to be torn. I'm not sure, I don't remember exactly why. What that then is.